Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we begin a brand new series with our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, and guest Bob McGinnis, examining what we know and frankly don't know about the surge of UFO activity. Summer is here, which means not only are the temperatures rising, the giving is way down. Historically, summertime giving is always slow, but this year, with the upcoming election and the economy, giving is at a critical level. Unfortunately, we're having to further cut expenses, including reducing the number of radio stations we're on. Friends, we need your help. Please be praying for Southwest Radio Ministries. Please ask the Lord to provide the needed funds so that we can continue to proclaim the good news that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. And as you're led, please consider giving a gift to our summer relief effort. Your one-time and monthly gifts are needed this month. You can give when you call 1-800-652-1144. You can also give at our website, swrc.com. Thank you, friends, for your prayers and financial support of Southwest Radio Ministries. Now, here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, with today's guest.
I'm holding a book in my hand that is so engrossing that it is difficult to put it down. I really mean that. The title of the book, Out of This World, Are UFOs Aliens, Spirits, or Pure Hokum? The author is Lieutenant Colonel Robert L. McGinnis. Bob McGinnis has been on the show many, many times before. He's a prolific writer, a careful researcher. Bob, it's so good to have you back on the show. You do such great work on some very difficult subjects.
Well, Pastor Larry, it's my pleasure, and yes, this was a surprise and a difficult topic, but always one that I look forward to.
You know, as I've read your book, you answer some really good questions that most people have wanted to ask, like, why is the scientific world so suddenly interested in UFOs, and why most Americans, including some highly respected citizens, accept that there is life elsewhere in this vast universe? I mean, thank you for raising those issues. So let's get into the interview. Why did you write Out of This World?
Well, back in August of 2023, I wrote an article for Fox News, and the Bible's Explainer on UFOs was the title. And it's online. And I sent it to Tom Horn at the time. And then Tom, sent me back right away an email, and I'll quote from that. He said, "Your UFO article on Fox is fantastic. Would you be interested in writing a book on this subject?" Well, I did not intend to, but subsequently I went out to Missouri and met with Tom, and we did some programs for a previous book, and he convinced me that I needed to do this. And initially we were going to co-author, but as you know, Larry, Tom died in October, and
right. So
I continued this effort.
Right. Bob, what is the top line takeaway from your book, Out of This World?
From my vantage point, I think, though I've gone through the science, and I have a pretty extensive science background, and I grew up in the space program with my father being part of that in Florida and Huntsville, Alabama, and the Vandenberg Air Force Base and the like. My takeaway as a Christian is that what we are beginning to see more of all the time are not necessarily aliens, but I think there are a lot of demons out there, a lot of spiritual entities that have historically interacted with mankind, and they continue today. And that's why I have an entire chapter devoted to the ancient sightings. It's just absolutely fascinating when you compare the ancient sightings with the current sightings. They're almost carbon copies. So, given that and given all of my research, I've concluded that yes, there are a lot of hoaxes out there, but I'm not of the opinion that we're being visited by aliens. However, like Billy Graham said and a number of times, my God is big enough to create beings throughout this universe. I don't know that he has done that. But clearly, NASA is trying to find out, and that's why we send these satellites out into the hinterland to Mars and Jupiter and even beyond our galaxy trying to find some evidence of life. But my conclusion, like I said, is that some of what we're seeing today that we can't explain are spirits, and in fact, the U.S. government refuses to even address that issue because it's a metaphysical issue that's beyond their understanding.
Right. It probably sounds something like it might be biblical. Of course, the Bible speaks about spirits. So Americans are so frayed, so busy, some hold 2-3 jobs, the economy's bad. So why should Americans care about this topic?
Well, it's, of course, a topic of great interest. Last summer, there were hearings, as you recall, and it really came out that Congress felt that they were being lied to or not being given the whole truth. And in fact, they mandated in the National Defense Authorization Act of last year that they wanted the Defense Department and the Director of National Intelligence to, kind of give them the facts about what is out there. And they did. And there's an organization called All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, ARRO, which published a report just a couple of months ago, Larry. And their report, interestingly, said, well, we looked at all this, and we can't confirm whether or not there are any aliens, but there's a residue of cases in which we just can't explain. But then the criticism of that particular report is pretty incendiary. You know, I've read a couple of them. I've read the report in detail. They rely on secrecy, which is always something we suspect of government. They have a lot of errors in there. And they ignore tens of thousands of documents that they should have reviewed, and as well as 40 years of silence in which they just kind of pass over. So there are issues here. Understandably, Americans are confused. Congress is frustrated. And there's a lot that's going on out there that we frankly cannot explain.
You are an expert in the topic after writing a book of this great length. So tell us about the terms that are associated with UFOs. What are those terms, and what do they mean for mankind? And I think we know a little bit about the terms. When we hear something, when we read your book, we'll be able to understand it a little better.
Yeah, well, I deal with the idea of metaphysics. What we can sense with our smell and our feel and so forth, the hard sciences out there is what much of the secular world embraces, If I can't see it, I can't measure it,
right,
and so forth, it doesn't exist. Well, of course, metaphysics says there's something beyond the physical. Ontology is another term. It's really the first philosophy that Aristotle talked about. It basically is all about it deals with questions like, does God exist? And the opposite, of course, is epistemology, who says, how do we know that God exists? So we deal with those issues. We deal with the whole idea of paranormal. The extraterrestrials would be a paranormal event. Ghosts would be a paranormal event. And, of course, a lot of the secular word kind of lumps this all religion under paranormal. And then the term ufology, which is kind of the science, quote, the pseudoscience that associates itself with the existence of extraterrestrial life. And of course, even our U.S. government has launched efforts called astrobiology, in which they try to find unicellular life, and they listen to through giant radio antennas for some indication of life well beyond this galaxy. So there are a host of issues here and terms that you really need to feel comfortable with as you venture into this area.
Right. It's very complex. It's been developed, talked about, written about. But one of the fascinating things that you do, you describe UFOs from antiquity. Please give us some examples of that, and how far into the ancient world have these reports been coming from?
Yeah, one of the first ones took place in 1440 BC. And it was reported by the royal scribe of an Egyptian pharaoh. I will tell you, the research that I found is that that particular incident, though widely reported, in a host of articles and the like, is that it's been disputed that, in fact, the Tully papyrus, which was acquired by a priest that was an Egyptianologist out of the Vatican when he was in Cairo, it was later really refuted. But there was a very compelling research done by a gentleman out of NASA, Dr. Struthers, Harvard graduate, a man of science, who went back and looked at the ancient material. And he goes through a very deliberate effort to identify what he calls four different categories of ancient UFOs. He has distant encounters, close encounters of the first kind, second kind, and third kind. Those may be familiar to some people because that was borrowed from an Air Force, U.S. Air Force way of kind of categorizing these. What I found interesting in the distant encounters, and some of your listeners may be familiar with, of course, Flavius Josephus, who was the Roman Jewish historian back in after the time, mostly after the time of Christ. And he found and reported, as well as hundreds of others reported, on an incident over Judea at that particular time. I think it was 65 AD. And one line, I'll just read it to you from what Josephus wrote. He said, "Before sunset, throughout all parts of the country," and this was Judea, of course, "chariots were seen in the air and armed battalions hurling through the clouds and encompassing the cities." Now, that sounds to be pretty frightening, but yet that was the type of thing that Struthers documented. And when he documented all these things, which some of which I put in the book, he said the things that were seen, he categorized them in terms of shape, color, texture, size, sound, and type of motion, occupants, time, and location, all those criteria. And those criteria, Larry, really correspond with a lot of the most recent sightings. And so it's hard to say that this is a new phenomenon when, in fact, Struthers documented that it's been around for thousands of years.
That's amazing. Well, friends, we're visiting with Lieutenant Colonel Robert L. McGinnis. We know him as Bob McGinnis, and we are offering our listeners his latest book, Out of This World. It is a definitive study of the UFO phenomenon, ancient and modern. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. So many people in America are asking about UFOs. Quite often, when I'm at a conference, someone will ask me what I think about UFOs. So the book, Out of This World, is a read for anyone who is asking questions and who wants to know what's going on. It is a much-needed read for you. Please call us at 1-800-652-1144, and we will send you a book that will keep you reading until you are finished, although you may need some sleep from time to time. I'm really not kidding. It's a book that is so well-researched, so well thought out, the implications, the various, well, if you follow this view, if you follow that view, where does it lead? What does it mean? It's really amazingly documented, thought out, and Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis is a tremendous researcher. You'll want this book, 1-800-652-1144. Bob, let's think a little bit. What's the significance? What does it mean that UFO descriptions have remained mostly consistent over thousands of years? I mean, that's fantastic, but what's the implication of this? What's the meaning of it?
Well, I think the implication is that there's an element of all of these UFOs in which there are tens and tens of thousands that have been reported over the many years and across the world, that there is consistency. And that consistency means that maybe the same causes of these unknown objects that were seen at the time of Christ and are seen today were the same. If you believe in extraterrestrials, then why in the world are the same ET coming to Earth thousands of years ago and today? Well, arguably, as I come to the conclusion in chapter 16, I believe that the same spiritual forces are evident today as they were thousands of years ago. And we see that in the scriptures, and the scriptures full of that. Though, like Billy Graham, I'm not going to say there my God didn't create life outside of this earth. But I'm not convinced that that is what we're seeing today, by and large.
Yes. Well, this sounds, quote, kind of religious. So what about the different religious traditions? What are the different religious groups saying about UFOs?
Well, you have a host of religious perspectives. You have, of course, you have UFO religions that tend to believe in extraterrestrial beings. They say that their leaders have claimed that they've had a relationship with aliens. They tend to have strong belief in that they can communicate with these extraterrestrials. They have a conviction, typically, that these aliens have visited Earth to offer us help. And Lord knows we are very sinful and needing of help. And then, of course, they stress the need for human beings to prepare the public for the arrival of aliens. So those are the types of things when we talk about UFO religions. Now, of course, there are UFO cults, which typically resonate around one individual who says that he or she has had a relationship with a alien being, and some of which are pure hoaxes as far as I'm concerned, and I go into detail on that. But I do outline some of those groups, and they still exist today, and they're obviously on the internet, but it's worth an interesting view as to what they believe and what they don't believe and why they are in the positions they are.
Well, since we're doing such a broad study of the topic, let's think of Jewish scholars, you know, the religious ones, the sages. What are they saying about UFOs and aliens?
Well, I actually have, as you know, a section early, I think in chapter 3, where I look at what some noted rabbis have said about their interpretation of not only the scriptures, but also the extra-biblical sources. And those that I highlight indicate that they clearly believe that God created these beings outside of this earth. And I go into some detail, naming names, outline specifically their quotes on what their findings are. And this is, you know, it's fascinating study, but of course, I don't go quite as far as they do in terms of saying that perhaps they've visited Earth. It's quite possible, but I don't see any evidence of that at this point.
Really, a big question is this. What does the Bible say about UFOs and aliens? I mean, what can we, you know, infer? I know there are several mysterious things, Ezekiel and so forth, so tell us a little bit about the Bible and these UFOs.
Well, as you know, the Bible really doesn't address that. Yes, it does point out certain passages in Isaiah and Ezekiel, Zechariah, and the book of Revelation that you could interpret as being aliens. I would argue that a lot of that is about angels. You can certainly look at, when you look at Colossians 1:16, for example, God is very clear there. He says he created all things, visible and invisible. So from my perspective, you know, that we're talking about the invisible forces, the unseen realm. We're talking about spirits, angels. We're also talking about demons, demonic. And of course, 43 times in the New Testament that the Lord Jesus deals with angels and demons. And I always think of the situation when he was sailing across the Sea of Galilee and he lands in the northeast corner and he gets out and he's approached by men possessed by demons. That's real. And yet, I think modern Christians just don't understand this whole issue of spirits and demons. But yet, the Lord Jesus did.
Right.
So we need to come around and understand the Word of God as He wrote it and as the Lord intended.
Amen. Perhaps have time for one more question. Do UFOs appear in some places more than others? Do they love a certain island, a certain mountaintop, a certain valley, a certain city? Is there anything suggestive of that?
There's research, and I go through that. And of course, there was some research that I cite in which they have collected thousands of sightings, and then they try to quantify where did they take place.
Right.
There are certain areas in which they took place in the United States, typically in the West. But there are also very specific locations like nuclear facilities and, of course, nuclear test sites and around nuclear combat vessels like aircraft carriers and the like. And they're what we call hot spots. So, yes, there are very specific locations that tend to gather that. And I have an index in the book that kind of outlines those. So it's an important issue to consider. Why would they do this? Well, I'm not really sure.
I'm sure some UFO religions might say they know we're going to destroy ourselves. We're playing with fire. They're coming here to teach us. We better stop messing around with hydrogen bombs and so forth. Have you encountered that kind of thinking in your research?
Oh, yes. You find that a lot in the whole idea of UFO religions, UFO cults. And there are people that believe certain things. They may have some credible explanation as to why they think that's true, but I'm not of that persuasion. Now, once again, I don't discount the possibility that my God created extraterrestrials. I just don't believe that they're with us.
Well, Bob, we're going to have to wrap up this show, but we are looking forward to having you as our guest on our next broadcast. You know, I've often thought, what would it do to the human mind if a UFO landed on the lawn in Washington? These little green men came out and people took pictures of them. I mean, you know, we could go in all sorts of directions. This is a fascinating topic. We're looking forward to having you back again with us. We could go on for about 10 days, but I think two programs will be great. So thank you so much, Bob McGinnis.
Thank you, Larry.
We have more on UFOs and aliens from Bob McGinnis coming up on our next program. For decades, U.S. government officials have denied what many citizens now believe, that alien beings are among us, and our government knows much more than it has revealed to the public. Do we really have alien craft and biologics as Congress was told by former officials? In his brand new book entitled Out of This World, Bob McGinnis exposes the faults in both science and theology as he leads the reader deep into what we know and frankly don't know about the surge of UFO activity. Mix these findings with the unseen realm of the spirit world, and it's plain we really are confused. Order Out of This World today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. And remember, when you order a resource from Watchmen on the Wall, you are supporting the ministry and outreach of SWRC. Out of This World by Bob McGinnis, 1-800-652-1144. Our Onesimus ministry serving prisoners is going strong across the country, providing Bibles, books, and encouragement. With an important update on the work taking place in the prisons, here is staff evangelist Josh Davis.
The Onesimus Prison Outreach is a special gospel outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries. It began decades ago, and some of you who are listening today partnered with us way back when it first began. And I want you to hear today some of the lasting fruit, the difference that your partnership with us has made. We recently received an email from a former inmate who describes the impact that Southwest Radio Ministries had on his life through the prison outreach. We want to share that encouraging letter with you, and I know that it's going to be an encouragement to you. We shared it with our staff, and it was so encouraging to each one of them to hear the difference that this ministry is making. You know, sometimes God lets us peek behind the curtain and see some of the fruit of the ministry, and I'm grateful for that, and I praise God and thank Him. And friends, this fruit isn't just for Southwest Radio Ministries. I'm not trying to puff up this ministry, but I'm telling you, as a listener who has partnered with us in this prison outreach, that that fruit is to your account more than it's to our account as a ministry. In fact, it's not either or, it's both and. We are joining hands together with you as we partner together in ministry to get out the truth of the good news of Jesus as far and as wide as we can, while we still can, in every way that we can, whether that's radio, whether that's books, whatever it may be. We're doing the best that we can with what God has put into our hands to be a channel of His ministry, of His love, of His truth to those anywhere and everywhere that we can reach with that message of hope, with the message of the truth of God's unchanging Word in the midst of a changing world. And so this prison outreach is just one of the special ways that we do that. I invite you to pray with us. Pray that God would continue to take these resources, that they would find their way to the right person at the right place at the right time, and that there would be some seeds that are sown, perhaps seeds that are watered. Perhaps God will let us see the fruit. And so you never know. We will never know this side of eternity, the lasting impact. And I believe that God has allowed us to see a small glimpse into that with this correspondence we received from a former inmate who said how his life was transformed through the Onesimus prison outreach. And friend, I just one more time want to say thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your partnership in this outreach. And may we continue to reach many more souls for the good news of Jesus Christ and with the good news of Jesus Christ while we still have this open door and this window of opportunity to reach behind prison bars with these resources with the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you so very much.
In Bob McGinnis's brand new book, Out of This World, the unfathomable is brought to life thanks to an open-eyed and detailed analysis of the science and theology brought to our doorsteps by the real possibility that unidentified flying objects are manned by extraterrestrial beings that are likely much smarter and far more spiritual than Earthlings. Are they a threat to our national security and our faith in God? Do they come peacefully or as conquerors? Find out in Out of This World. Order Out of This World by Bob McGinnis today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Out of This World, 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Bob McGinnis will return with more insight and details on UFOs, aliens, and the truth that is out there for us to know. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.